Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumb has been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
If you are a fan of Atlanta sports, it was an emotional roller coaster this weekend. Now, this all happened over the weekend, but here we are, the first day back on Tuesday, right? So let's go through some of these. I was lucky enough when I was choosing like a spontaneous weekend to go away, right? And this was it, this weekend. And I saw Atlanta United was playing Miami, which is really Fort Lauderdale. So I'm like, you know what? Gives me an excuse to go. I'll just go watch Atlanta United on the road, right? So I fly into Fort Lauderdale for a solo trip for the weekend, and I went to the Atlanta United match on Saturday night. And now keep in mind, Atlanta United, as I've tried to explain to non-soccer fans, qualified for the playoffs on the very last day of the season. Like, three other teams had to either tie or lose for them even to qualify for a play-in game to get into the playoffs. Nobody thought they would. They win that playoff game, so now they're in a series against the number one team in the league who has scored more goals than any other team ever in Major League Soccer, right? And Atlanta goes in there on Saturday night, and they win! They beat Miami, right? And it was the best of all worlds for me because I got to see Messi score. This is the third time I've watched him. He scores, and Atlanta United wins. It's a dream night for me.
All right, it was, and you would know better than I do, but that it's one of the biggest upsets in MLS history.
They're calling it exactly that. Yeah, like nobody had predicted that Atlanta United was going to win. And if you are a fan, I said this on social media, if it was socially acceptable, we should all kiss Brad Guzan right on the lips.
Had quite a few saves.
Oh, my, the whole series. This dude thinks he's 22. He's like 40, 41, 87 years old, something.
Playing like it's his last season, leaving it all out there.
I don't know what's going on, yeah, man. So congratulations to Atlanta United. Two of the most fantastic games I've watched are the last two Atlanta United games.
So what's next for Atlanta United?
They play Orlando.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure if it's this week or next week, but they have advanced to play Orlando. And look, they already beat the best team in the conference. There's no reason they can't beat Orlando in this series.
So you're saying there's a chance?
There is a chance.
Yeah, Orlando's one of our big rivals. So that's coming up on Sunday, November 24th at 3:30 p.m. And it's going to be the semifinals.
Oh, God, man, it's exciting now.
This is
all
great.
Right, then, again, on an emotional roller coaster, if you're a Georgia Tech fan, you can't believe it. They beat Miami. Miami was undefeated this weekend. They come into Atlanta here, and Georgia Tech beats Miami. What happened?
Gives them their first loss of the season.
What?
Unbelievable. Who saw that coming?
Nobody.
No.
Those Miami players were pissed. I don't know how this ended up in my algorithm, but somebody on the field ran up to a Miami player and had his phone, and the Miami player took his cell phone and chucked it all the way down the field, and it's still recording, so it's doing a video. So you just see it go...
Wow.
And then it lands by some cheerleaders, and they pick it up. And they're like, oh, it's recording.
For Miami, it might have been the best pass of the entire morning. So congratulations to Georgia Tech. As much as I am a Georgia fan, I got to give you guys your props, man. That was a huge win. And then UGA, here we are talking about the ups and downs. UGA, I mean, they didn't just lose. They got manhandled by Ole Miss over the weekend. It was stupid.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming either, man. I don't know what's going on with UGA right now.
I was nervous because Ole Miss is really, really good this year.
Yeah.
And they just manhandled Georgia. So then you have Kennesaw State, who the last couple of seasons have been doing great. This year they've sucked. They fired their head coach this weekend, who's run this program in a really, really great way. But they were like 1-9 this year, so Kennesaw State. And then you have the Falcons going into New Orleans and losing to the Saints.
Yeah, that's a downer because the Falcons really been on a run the last few weeks. But so, they're having a good season still.
Weird, weird weekend when it came to football around Atlanta, right?
A lot going on.
All right, Kristen left for the weekend also, not to go watch a soccer match, but to have more fun and had to go through the airport. And we kind of, we were ripping on the airport a couple
weeks
ago. I wasn't. You weren't.
There was somebody else on the show that was ripping on Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, and I am here to defend my beloved Atlanta Airport, Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, the busiest airport in the world.
Yeah, it is.
And I got dropped off by my Lyft at the front. I use Lyft because I like to get my extra Delta Sky miles. The Lyft dropped me off at 11:15 a.m. on a Friday, which is a busy travel day, right? I walk in. I had already checked in, so I'm carrying, like, I'm doing a carry-on, so there's no, like, checked baggage or anything like that. Just going to keep all the facts factual. I walk through. I'm already checked in, got my app out. I got my ID out. I'm ready to go. I go through TSA. They pull my bag. I got pulled aside because my jewelry looked like a knife, apparently.
What kind of jewelry are you wearing, man?
I have no idea. They put
a Swiss Army knife on a chain.
They pull my purse, and he goes, "Do you have a knife?" And I'm like, "No." He goes, "Do you have a knife?" Like, he asked me twice, which made me think, I'm like, do I have a knife?
Yeah, when Kristen goes out of town.
Right. Yeah, right? I know that feeling.
She goes out of town, she gets dangerous, man.
I'm like,
he's a different person.
Gaslighting me into thinking I got some,
got
some
a
kind
shank.
Of.
That's why I will get there so early, and just casually work my way through security, not having to stress about it. Because you really don't know at any airport, especially in Atlanta. Like, there have been times where I've walked in there to security, and I'm like, didn't they know this is like a Friday and that there were going to be a lot of people at the airport because there's not enough TSA agents? But for the most part, I got no problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
Same with me. I probably would say 90% of the time I've been in Hartsfield, it's been easy breezy. Like, the 10% is rough, but it's very rough. But the 90% of the time, is I'm like, no problems to get to the gate.
Good morning, Bert Show Q9.
Good morning.
Who is this?
This is Amanda Elgin from Cummings.
How are you this morning?
I am ecstatic, and I don't win anything. I've been a listener since 2010 when I moved up from Florida. I'm a single mom, but my sister actually called me. She works at a children's dentistry out in Cummings.
Yeah.
Smile Pop Children's Dentistry, and her friend Shell Bell heard it on the air, called my sister, who called me, who was getting my six-year-old in the car to go to school and trying to buckle her in, and I'm so excited. You have no idea.
This is great. The good news is you won $1,000 because so many people helped you. You have to split that money between everybody. So you really only are getting $300.
I think they'll be happy with you. Could just hook them up with a drink.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're going to be ecstatic. I'm a single mom, and this means the world to me. We'll change our lives for the holidays.
Oh, I love it.
That's amazing. Awesome.
That's what we were hoping to get winners like this. So if you don't know what she's talking about, on Tuesdays and Thursdays now, we're hooking you guys up with $1,000, like 5, 6, 7 times a day. So all you got to do is go to the website, which you did. You signed up real quick, right?
Mm-hmm. It didn't take me long. And I was like, I'm not going to win. I do this every year, and I didn't think I would. And I'm shaking. My six-year-old is in the back seat, so excited. we're on the way to school. She's, like, beaming.
Yeah, and she has no concept of what $1,000 is, so tell her you just won the lottery. So she signed up, told us what hour she was going to be listening, which is this hour, the 7 o'clock hour. We called her name. She called us back. She won $1,000. Congratulations.
It's awesome. I'm so excited. I've been, like I said, a P1 since 2010. I usually listen on the podcast, but this is the hour that we go to school. So I just put it for this hour and thought, you know what? It's worth a try.
I love it.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You can choose what hour you want us to call your name. That way you know you're going to hear it while you're listening. So, hey, do us a favor, too. Also, tell Shell Bell and your sister thanks for listening.
I will absolutely definitely do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening all these years. We really, really appreciate it. Okay, so for those of you that aren't Amanda Elgin of Cumming, we have another shot at this again at 11, 1, 3, and 5 o'clock today on Q99.7. So you just got to go and spend 60 seconds filling this thing out, this form out, and then listen for your name. That's it. Go to Q99.7Atlanta.com. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.